Welcome back to InDef Podcast, hosted by Barry Mars. Season 4, Episode 3, featuring Golgo. Enjoy the show.
Peace. Man, I'm sitting here. I said before the recording, I hope I get my water in before we start recording. And I'm still like swallowing water and shit. I done spilt it all on myself. But nah, what's up, y'all? InDef Podcast, Season 4, Episode 3. I feel like I finally got my AKAs together for once. So, aka the Fly Goat, aka Doc Marzi, aka Allah's favorite poet, aka, if I didn't say the Fly Goat already, the Fly Goat, aka the Maestro. Shout out to Bonita from Happy Boys, my sis star. She gave me that nickname, the Maestro. I like that.
Okay, yeah, I like those AKAs, man.
Man, thank you, but. Man, go ahead and introduce yourself, man. They already know who it is, but go ahead and introduce yourself, bro.
Yeah, man, it's your boy Golden, G-L-D-N, with the period at the end. And I don't need no AKAs, because you already know. Shine them on.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the pod, man. This is what, the third time you've been on the pod?
Yep, this is my third time on here. Thank you for having me, bro. I appreciate it.
Nah, no doubt. So, honestly, this is the first question I have. And we were talking about this in the Tapped In Def group chat. Mm-hmm. But what are your thoughts on this Zion Williamson situation?
This guy, bro. I got a lot of opinions. Well, I don't really have a lot of opinions. It's just like, bro, like, you couldn't pick better women, bro. Like, that's my whole thing. Like, I get it. Like, he's young and everything. He got money. But it feel like he just went after anything he saw. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you gotta, you know, it's showing me that he ain't got no standards.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't like, no offense to them women. Offense to one of those women. That Mariah Mills woman.
She's nuts, yo. Like,
bro. She don't even like black people. So I'm like, yeah, you already know why she fucking with you, bro.
She's shaped like a fucking love seat, man. Like, she just shaped so fucking weird, bro.
Her shape is trash. What is that? Like, come on, man. That's why I'm like, bro, like, have you no self-respect? Like, I can never. That's crazy.
When she said, I wish I could have spent Valentine's Day with you, but I was still sick from my butt reduction surgery. Nigga, I lost it, bro.
I was weak as hell when you said that. Bro, it's ridiculous what's going on with that guy right now. It's like, and then there's like, I don't know if it's true, but they was like, it's like another one like coming for it, saying like she might be pregnant as well.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's, yeah, bro, like, I don't know, like, it just looked like he was just thirsty for, and I know on Twitter the whole thing is like he was trying to beat those milkman allegations, so he had to just pick any black woman he seen. And it was like, like you went the right way, but then you went the wrong way or something.
Yeah.
Something like that. Melvin was telling me that yesterday. I was just weak from it all, bro. It's ridiculous what's going on right now with that guy. But
it's only two things that come to mind when I think about that situation. Two things, and they come from the same person. So when I say the first one, you already know what I'm about to say next. You freaky frog. You's a freaky ass nigga. You freaky frog.
You's a freaky ass nigga. That's hella funny. Oh hey, fun God. Fact, that's one of our new sounds on the Tapped In podcast.
Yo.
We're going to put it on our soundboard. It's going to be funny as fuck. I'm going to get them out of nowhere. I'm going to do it one of the days that we're recording in person, and I'm going to just press it and see what happens. Oh, they heard. Hey, I just gave it away. Fuck. Never mind. They going to know. It's all good.
But yeah, that's they ain't gonna know what's coming. Oh, word.
Yeah, man. But I don't know. Prayers to that guy. I hope that Mariah Mills woman ain't pregnant from you, bro. That's all. Like, the other ones seem, the other girls, they didn't seem too bad. Mm-hmm. It just seemed like a little mix-up, like, you know. But, yeah. Freaky ass nigga.
Yeah, for real, man. Like,
those kind of niggas need therapy, for real. Like, you need some kind of guidance therapy. You need a guidance counselor, my nigga. Because, yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, man. So.
Yeah, man, but.
You said what?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I hope the best for the guy.
Yes, yeah, that's really all we can hope at this point, because, like, I don't know, man. What draft class was that? 2019? With him and John Morant?
19 or 18? I don't really follow NBA like that.
Word.
I know. It was around that time, though.
Yeah, man, that draft class is down bad. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. John Morant, that guy. John Wick. That dude, I don't even know. Like, I don't get it.
Like, he's trying to, it's like they're saying, he's trying to make it out the NBA at this point.
For real. It's like, I get it. Like, you ain't gotta be like the, like, we know everybody, you know, everybody, like, human and everything. But it's like, once you're at that level, you got to be more smarter. You got to be way more smarter. And the people around you, you need them to be as smart as you. And they feel like the people around them is just as dumb as them. So it's like, you know, you're bringing it on yourself at this point. Like, nobody say you can't have a gun. You can do all that, flashing the gun in the car, but don't have a camera out.
Yeah.
You know? That's the thing where you're messing up.
What I didn't understand was, like, I understand the first time. Well, no, I don't understand the first time he did that. But It seemed like he understood he made a mistake.
Yeah.
So I didn't understand why he did that again.
Yeah. But the I ain't gonna lie, the second time, I feel like it was more on the friend.
Mm-hmm.
But he still got to be, like, vigilant and, like, smart enough to know. I'm pretty sure he seen that nigga with that camera out. I'm just pretty sure he did.
Yeah.
But it's still on Ja. But like I said, like, it's the people, you know, the people that you have around you as well. Like, you should know not to have a camera around your friend like that. Your famous friend at that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know it's a lot of famous people. I'm pretty sure they got a lot of parties. You know, the parties, you know, they always on women. Like, don't bring your phone in the party. You got to put your phone in this box. They be signing NDAs and all that. It's like, y'all should be moving the same way with your homies. Like, I mean, you don't have to be, like, signing NDAs, but you be like, hey, bro, like, when we riding, don't pull out your phone. If you know I pulled my gun out a lot, and you know I just went through that, what I went through. Don't pull your phone out. You know, and you was on live. So millions of people seen it. Millions of people got the screen recording. So it's never leaving the internet. Mm. So it's, you know, I don't know, man. Like, I got a little, like, you know, empathy for the guy. But at the same time, it's like, you got to make better decisions once you're at that, you know, at that level. you know.
Facts, facts.
How old is Ja Morant? 22, 23?
I think he's 23 and Zion is 22.
Oh my god. I don't know, man. I don't know. I was a little bit more smarter than that at 22, 23. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
I was too. Now
I ain't even gonna lie to you.
I'm not gonna lie, I did dumb stuff, but like,
yeah.
Nothing. It's crazy because like I know a lot of young cats. Mm. And it's like you find the ones where it's like a needle in a haystack where you're like, okay, you could tell like, okay, this young cat has his head on straight.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's like just some of the other ones, it's like, yo, my guy, what the fuck are you doing right now?
Yeah. And I don't know, like, it's just like, I think when you factor in the money, that's when things get a little rocky, because they obviously did something right. They in the NBA, you know, they went to college and everything. But it's just that, like, you know, honestly, I feel like it's the even Zion, it's the people around you. Mm-hmm. You should have a team. You know, when you're at that level, you got to have a team. People
right.
of telling you, no, don't do that. And maybe we could go in this direction. Maybe not that direction, but maybe we should do this over here. You know, not like them dictating who you date, but also like, maybe you should watch out for her. She's probably not the best fit. You know, it's like, you know, that's what we got, family and friends. That's what they for. And it's like, these two dudes, they just don't. I don't know. Maybe there is somebody telling them and they just not taking into account what they're saying. They're like, yeah, fuck all that. I'm going to do what I do. And it, when it gets to that point, that's when it's on you. Like, that's when, you know, the blame is on you, bro. But yeah. Yeah, prayers to those dudes though, you know. I fuck with Ja Morant, tough. He's a great player, but you know, he's gotta make better decisions.
Nah, facts, for real, for real. Prayers up for both them guys.
Yeah.
All right, so this would be my next question. If you want to talk about this, so you're coming out with a podcast soon, right?
Yes.
Did you want to talk about that?
Oh yeah, we can talk about it.
Cool. Yeah, go for it, man.
Yeah, so I'm coming out with I already got the podcast. Like, I got a couple episodes recorded already. But it will be dropping very soon. We're just trying to figure out, like, because even with the Tapped In podcast schedule, we're like not, we have a set schedule that we tend to stick to, but we kind of like fall off at some points because we all three of us have different schedules. So sometimes we record Mondays, and Mondays are our drop day. It's our normal drop day. Sometimes we drop the podcast Wednesday. So we're trying to figure out a good day for both of the shows to drop so they don't, you know, intertwine with each other.
Right.
But yeah, I do have a podcast dropping. It's called Golden Hours. It's going to be a music-based podcast. Kind of just going through like some tracks that I find like that stand out to me throughout the week or throughout the month. You know, I compile a lot of songs. Like I listen to music a lot, so it's like I have like at least 500 songs that's going to be featured on the show, and it's going to range from old school to new school, songs that we've never heard before, songs that you may have heard, songs that your mama liked, songs that your granny might like. You know, it's going to be stuff like that. It's not going to be just one, you know, but it's not going to be one just new school R&B or nothing. But it is going to be mainly based around R&B. I do want to incorporate, you know, hip hop and rap and stuff, but for right now, it's the main focus is R&B, you know. So, and I will be like creating playlists, like based off each episode. That's one thing I'm trying to do right now. I'm trying to have a theme to each episode. So, yeah, man, I'm just in the, you know, I have a pilot ready to drop, but we're just trying to find out when it's the right time to drop it. And then from, we'll go from there. And, yeah, I will be having guests too. You know, you're scheduled to be on the show.
Dope, dope.
I got an episode with May Bug. Sorry about that if y'all heard that. I do have an episode with May Bug coming. And yeah, it's exciting, man. I do want to do visuals for this as well. So I'm in the process of getting that together as well. So yeah.
Dope, dope.
It's a lot
dope.
Of work.
Nah, it really is, man. Like podcasting is fun. You know, it's a different, audience than it is with like music, you know. Mm-hmm. People are so much more supportive, it seems, you know what I mean?
Facts. It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy going from like, because you know we're artists and everything, and you know it's, we know as artists, like, it's hard to get the support of the people to like support new artists. Like, right. We already know that it's super hard. Even like the bigger artists, like I'm pretty sure they go through it as well. Like they got hundreds of thousands, but they were like millions. It's different tiers, you know.
Right.
For me, it's like I want at least 50 people to tap in with my music, you know, every time I drop.
Facts.
But it just don't go that way all the time. So, but with the podcast, it's like consistent listeners, consistent people tapping in with you every week because you're dropping consistently, and then you know, it's longer formatted, so they kind of get to know you. So, I feel like podcasting can also help your music career.
Yeah, so, for sure.
So, like, I feel like with the, you know, with the media stuff, it's kind of like, I don't know. I just feel like podcasting is like more, people are more open to support than to support like other things, which is, it's not a good thing, but at the same time, it's like, it's beneficial, you know? And at the same time, it's like, I grew, you know, it's like, this is my passion now.
Right, podcasting right.
is my passion, you know. So it's just hella, you know, it's hella dope to see you, like my passion was music. Still, you know, it still is. It might not be, my passion might not lie with making music. Like I still love to make music and everything, but you know, my number one thing right now is podcasting. You know, so yeah, man, it's a dope turnaround. I ain't even gonna lie to you, like. I never thought I was going to be a podcaster. I always wanted to do one, but I just never had the guts to do it until I, you know, I approached it with my sister and my boy Melvin, and they was down to do it. And I was like, hey, man, let's do it. Like, if y'all could do it with me, I'm going to go 100% at this. And they was down with it. So we ain't looked back since.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And definitely my favorite podcast, for real, for real.
Man, thank you. I appreciate that, for real. It's weird hearing people say that because I don't know. Like, I ain't never thought it would be somebody's like favorite podcast. Like, yeah.
Nah, definitely.
It's still getting used to like the, you know, like the people, the support and everything. But, yeah. I got support as a music artist, but it was like, it was waves of it. Like sometimes I would get a lot of support, like on some drops, and then like sometimes I would get none, like, you know. So it's like, it's weird to have consistent support, you know?
Yeah. See, this is the thing. This is what I've noticed as far as for me, the difference between podcasting and like doing music. With music, people will like, they'll be listening to you and they'll be tapped in with your posts. They just won't show it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they'll kind of like, bro, I've met so many people that follow me in real life. And they'll be like, yeah, man, I really like this post. I like that post. You know, I like when you did that. I like when you did that Frank Ocean cover. And it's like, I'm thinking to myself, like, you've been paying attention. I never see you like anything. I never see you share anything.
Right.
But then it's like, that doesn't matter, you know, because it's the conversions that matter. You know,
Right.
if is what you're posting converting as many people as possible into fans, because not only do you have who's following you, you know, with the new Instagram algorithm, they'll show your video to who's not following. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep.
So it's like, and then this is also the thing that I had to realize, you know, me being someone who does like so much creatively. In the past, I got so frustrated when it was like, oh man, they're fucking with me off the strength of this, but they're not fucking with me off the strength of that. And then it's like, you know, you realize like this is all you. It doesn't matter which ones they fuck with and which ones they don't fuck with. If they're fucking with you off the strength of anything, you're
Right.
good. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
because
Yep.
I used to struggle with that. Like, you know, right now, to be totally honest, I would say my number one focus is producing right now. And, you know, back maybe in 2016, on one end, like, you know, I was a young cat back then. So on one end, it was like, oh man, you know, I want people like my beats. I want them to fuck with me for rapping. And then on the other end, it was like the people that fuck with me for rapping, I wanted to, you know, them to fuck with me for my beats. And now, like on some crazy shit, I want Doc Marzi separate from Barry Marz, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like the only time I want the two, you know, creative entities intermingling is when I'm rapping on my own beats. But you know, these things are separate. The people that rock with me for the beats, you know, that's cool. And that's just the thing I learned, you know. It's all you know what I mean? So for you, like the podcasting is all you, the beats are all you, anything else you do, it's all you. It doesn't matter which one hits first, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Dang, that's true. I never thought of it that way. That's crazy. That's a good way to look at it, bro. For real. Yeah, man.
Nah, facts, man. It's a conclusion that I came to because, I mean, like I said, I don't want to reiterate the same thing, but I used to care so much about presentation, and I don't know if representation is the right word or not, but I used to care so much about that. Like, oh no, y'all gotta fuck with me for everything I do. And then it's like, you know, they don't. You know, nobody's
Yeah.
obligated to fuck with me for anything.
Right.
It's like, you know, if they, you know, if I put out something and they rock with it, cool, you know? And then on top of that, I had to learn, this is gonna sound crazy, I had to learn not to get excited.
Right.
I know I sound like an old man right now.
I see where you're going though, because I think I'm about to agree with you like a lot, because I feel the same. I think I know where you're going with this, so I'm gonna like I want to hear what you got to say about it, because I kind of feel the same way a little bit.
All right, so, and this is something I had to learn. Like, I learned this within the past few years. So, you know, with doing music a lot, not a lot of times, but sometimes, like, people in high places see what you're doing and they'll like tap in and be like, maybe they'll say something, maybe they'll like a post or whatever. And when I was younger, I used to be like, oh man, you know, Lil B liked my shit. I'm up. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. And then it just got to the point where it's like, first and foremost, this like on my post isn't doing anything for me. Like,
right.
This like didn't move me from, you know, Virginia to Beverly Hills. It's not doing shit for me. It didn't put money in my pocket. It's just attention. Attention could eventually lead to something that could pay you. But just somebody watching what I'm doing, it's not paying me. So, you know, I had to learn, you know what? Let me not get so excited when these things happen, you know? These editorial playlists. I'm on an editorial playlist right now.
Right.
And I didn't even tell anyone. This is the first time I've even mentioned it to anybody.
Oh, wow.
I don't care, you know?
Not
to say I don't care, but for lack of a better phrase, it's not stopping me from continuing to keep going. And in the past, it would stop me from continuing to move forward.
Right. Do you feel like, you know, like getting a big look or something, like you would like kind of get complacent?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that.
You know,
yeah.
Short story, but I had Lil B's number at one point.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a bro. When hey, I tell you,
that's big, bro.
Bro, when I tell you that whole interaction with that nigga is another story in itself, man.
Yeah,
I can't even tell that. Like, I'll tell you off air that story, but I can't tell you on air that story because. I can't say that shit on air, bro.
Dang, like, man, I'm a little scared. I'm a little scared about it, though. I ain't even gonna lie to you,
bro. You would be a little shocked. That's all I gotta say. But
okay. Yeah, I'm desperate to hear that. I ain't gonna lie to you, brother.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you, bro. But it's yeah, man. Shout out to Lil B. I respect you still, regardless of that conversation we had. I still respect you, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bass Guy, man, and thank you for cutting me that deal on that song we did, man. That was a moment for me, for real.
Yeah, man, shout out to OB, man.
No doubt. Yeah, man, shout out to Lil B. I just told Golden the story of my encounter with Lil B.
Shout out Lil B, man. Shout out to you, man.
That's all. That's all we're gonna say is just shout out to Lil B.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro. Bro, that's I do funny. Not have any more questions.
Oh yeah.
Yo, I'm stuck hey, now. Man.
Hey, it's all good, bro. We vibing.
Nah, for real, bro. Like,
yo. Well, I got a question. Oh, go ahead.
Nah, you got it. You got it. Go ahead, bro.
Okay. I was going to ask you, like, what's, like, some new R&B artists that you, like, that you've been tapped in with?
Ooh, if I say one of the names, then we're gonna have to announce what we've been waiting to announce.
Okay. Yeah. Cause that was okay. Yeah, let's not do that. But I do wanna bring up a girl that I recently found out about. She's not new. I've heard her music because I definitely had her music saved, but she got this song called Her name is, I don't know how to pronounce it.
I feel like you're going to say Maida.
Maida.
How did I know you was going to say Maida, bro? Oh, my God.
Bro, because that song, Through the Night, bro, that song, man, that song is crazy.
Bro, I love Maida, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Maida. She's fire, bro. She just dropped a project too, on Thursday.
Yes sir.
She just dropped a project, and it's crazy because the day she dropped that the Through the Night song, you know how I found out about her? My neighbor was playing her song. She was playing that song, and my sister, we was watching TV. We had our window open in the living room. And I was like, wait, pause that. And I heard the music, and I was like, who is this? And the song was about to go off too. And I was like, let me get my Shazam out. I Shazammed it. I stood by the window and Shazammed it. And I listened to it. I was like, this go crazy. And I've been listening to that song on repeat ever since. That song go crazy, bro. I love her music. I love her music.
Bro, I love her music. I love her.
Yeah, she is fine. She fine too.
Bro, I'm trying to, man. Yeah. Bro, I ain't gonna Where's hold she from? You. Like, I don't know, bro. That's the thing. I have no idea, man. But okay. I've been hip to her for a minute, bro. You know what's wild? Like, a lot of the artists I've known for years that were just like indie artists, you know, kind of like in my position, you know. They're the ones that are blowing up like this bro, year.
Facts. That's crazy. That is facts because he actually been like kind of on the rise, but I've been following dude for heck a long. I think I told you, you know about Fable, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been following that dude since the SoundCloud days, like a minute ago. A long time ago. And like I'm seeing like he's like, you know, every song he's been dropping, it's like going crazy, like millions of streams now. I'm like, dang, he really up there. He up now. Like it's crazy. Like seeing what he used to be like dropping on SoundCloud. I remember bro was getting like 1K listens on songs. And I was like one of the 1K. And now he just, you know, he out of here. It's nice to see. I seen it with Ombre, Ombre Perkins. Well, she go by Ombre now. It's not Ombre Perkins no more, but you know.
Right.
Shout out to her too, because I definitely DM'd her on SoundCloud back in the day, trying to get a feature. But Man, it's crazy. But yeah, that Made It Girl, you guys go listen to that Through the Night. That song is you're gonna love it, I promise you.
I gotta check it out. I downloaded her album. Like this was a good Friday, man, for music.
Yeah.
This was a dope little Friday.
A lot of people dropped. I ain't even get to tap in most of it. I just been tapping with her album.
I'm not gonna hold you. I haven't tapped. The first thing I tapped in with was an artist by the name of Sean Smith. He dropped a project called Hope Dealer. Yes, sir.
Okay, bro, I'm gonna have to check that out.
Sean Smith is that dude, man. Sean with a W.
Okay, Sean Smith.
Yeah, he got a project called Hope Dealer.
Rapper?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Here he is right here. Okay, what's happening with this?
Bro, he got a song on there called Black Don't Crack. Oh, my goodness, bro.
Yeah, it's one of them.
Crazy.
Okay, I'm going to for sure tap in with him. That's crazy how you knew it was Made It, though. How did you know that?
I don't like I could hear you forming what you were trying to say. I'm like, he's talking about Maida. I just knew it, bro.
Yeah.
I had a feeling like I could sense you were about to say Maida. I'm like, he's about to say Maida.
Yep.
Bro, it's crazy because like one of my best friends, his name is Brandon. Shout out to Brandon, man. We're always like, one of the things we talk the most about is like girls, you know,
Yeah.
And we do this thing where we're like, okay, I'm gonna send you two girls. You tell me which one you would go with. And like for a minute, man, like he would pair these girls up with Maida, and I'd just be like, nah, I'm picking Maida. Bro, I want her, okay. Man. It's a matter of fact, since we're on air, bro, I got five women that I would drop it all for, man. First and foremost, I already said Maida.
Yeah.
Secondly, Lotto's sister, Brooklyn Nicole. What's up?
Well, okay.
I don't even know
what she looked like, but I be seeing like I can't her face not coming to my head, but I have seen her like Lotto's TikToks and stuff.
Yeah, it's like she's taller than Lotto and she has black hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want her, man.
Okay.
Sure. I need that, man.
Yeah. Who's others?
Paloma Ford, bro. I need Paloma Ford, bro. I need that.
Oh yeah, Paloma Ford. She's solid. Ain't she an artist?
What you say?
Isn't she an artist too?
She is, but she hasn't dropped anything on the wall.
Okay. You know how I used to get her mixed up with?
Who?
I used to get her mixed up with Bia. For some reason, I don't know why. I think because I was following them both at the same time. And I was just like, I'm going to follow Bia because I don't really like her music. Shout out to Bia, though, but I'm not a big fan of her music. Is I don't know.
She cool. I was like, yeah. Man, she yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I like the song she got with her feature on this dude, OGZ. It's cool. But I'm not really a big fan of him either, so you know, but she did like go crazy on her verse though.
Word.
They sampled
Petey Pablo.
Yeah. I was gonna say he ain't twins. Yeah, they sampled Petey Pablo.
Right.
You know, you know, it's like it's one of those typical, you know, sample songs from nowadays, you know. So witty type shit.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, Paloma Ford, she cool. She fine too.
Who else, man? I'm trying to think, bro.
I'm going to go with mine after you.
Who I got, like, three so far?
Yeah, you said Maida, Lotto's sister, and Paloma Ford.
Maida, Lotto's sister, Paloma Ford. India Marie.
Oh yeah. She was the Tumblr crush.
Yes, sir.
Back in the Tumblr days.
Yes, sir. India Marie, man.
Yeah. She makes music as well.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. I think I said so much with what I just did, bro.
Yeah. I know.
I said a lot. I didn't say much, but I said a whole lot. Shout out,
India. Oh, that's funny.
I still love you, India Marie. I ain't gonna hold
yeah,
you.
Yeah, shout out to her. Yeah.
Oh man. All right, so
that was the one.
Yeah, man. Shoot, a fifth one? Shoot, man. I'm trying to think, because this one's that I have from, like, way back, man. Like, I used to have the biggest crush on Tinashe, man.
Yeah, that's crazy, because I did, too. Yeah, my boy, Melvin, though.
Word.
And back in the day, yep.
Trying to think, man. I think that's really it as far as who would I pick for a fifth? Let me think, bro. I gotta give this like some thought.
So who you got so far? You got Maida,
mm-hmm.
Lotto's sister,
mm-hmm.
Paloma Ford, India Marie.
Let me go through
one more.
I'm gonna go through my DMs with my boy Brandon because. I know I'm gonna find some like just looking at his DMs.
Yeah.
And I might end up saying one that's like under the radar type shit. Cause like, man, if there's anybody that be finding the women, it's my boy Brandon, man. He be finding them for surely.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
We all got that home, that type of homeboy.
Yeah, he be, man. He be finding them, man, for surely. Who else, man? I'm trying to see. It's hella shit that's in this phone, man. I'm like, oh my God, it's like baddie after baddie after baddie after baddie, man. Oh my goodness. This is like a freaking archive, this DM thread, man. Yo.
Hey, you know what's crazy? When I actually followed Maida, I seen you follow her. I was like, oh yeah, he tapped in with her already. So he gonna know who I'm talking about.
Bro, I've been following Maida since like 2000. Oh, here she go right here. I'm looking at a picture of Maida in our DMs, bro. We talk about Maida a lot, bro. Like,
yeah,
for real. But
that's crazy.
Yeah, I've known about Maida since like 2018. She was when I first heard about her, she was on this song with this rapper named HD Been Dope, and he, you know, he's blowing up now. Like, he just signed a deal with Roc Nation.
Oh wow!
And he's fire, man. That dude is fire, like one of the best rappers out for real.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I can't pick, man. I don't know. I don't know, bro. I don't know.
All right, let me think.
Nah, yeah, you got it, bro. I can't pick.
Oh, it's my turn?
Give me like a couple more seconds. I'm so sorry, y'all listening. All right,
for sure.
Like, I'm usually quicker than this, but trying to narrow it down to like a few.
Yeah. You don't want to say the wrong one.
Nah, it's just so many, bro. Like, it's so many. Like, if you were to see these DM threads, it's like chick after chick after chick. You know what? I already know who I'm going to go with. Hold on. Let me make sure I pronounce her name correctly. So it's this chick named Taja Gary.
Taja Gary?
Yeah. TAJIAHGARY. Yeah, I like her, man. She got a nice body. She got a nice face. Yeah, I want that.
Oh, she's fine.
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Wait. I think I know who this is. Yeah.
Yeah, wait. I like that, man.
Is it the right one? Brown skin shorty, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. She fine. I used to follow her on TikTok.
Yeah, bro, I need that for sure.
Okay. Yep, she fire.
Yes, sir. Your turn, my brother.
Oh, my turn, man. If you know me, you should already know my first pick. This woman. Coco Jones, man.
Yes, sir.
That's number one right there.
Yes,
Coco
sir.
Jones. Ain't much need to be said.
Nah.
It don't need to be said, man. All right. Number two. This goes back to Baby Golden. This is Little Boy Golden. This is little, you know, a knee high from a grasshopper, whatever the saying is.
Right.
Christina Milian.
Ooh. Bro.
Yeah.
The Dip It Low video? Oh my goodness, bro.
Bro. Just Love Don't Cost a Thing as the first scene. Bro.
bro.
I sound thirsty right now, but hey, it is what it is. That's Christian Emilion.
Bro, the dip it low video. Oh my goodness. I saw that because like my boy Darian, shout out to Darian. He was telling me, he was like, yo, man, you might need to watch that dip it low video again. I watched that shit. I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Like she was looking so good in that video, bro.
Yep. And you know it's crazy. I was just watching me and Melvin was just watching The Wood yesterday. And she was in The Wood at the when it was at the dance.
For real?
Yeah. And it was crazy because I didn't, like, when I was a youngin', I didn't, like, that was one of my favorite movies growing up. But I did not know she was in that movie until I got older. And I had, sorry about that. I had pointed it out to him. I was like, you know that's Christina Milian, right? And he was like, what the heck? Like, oh, shit, it is her. And I was like, yep, hey, man. We, you know, we follow her everywhere. I'm the leader of the fan club. But yeah, man, Christina Milian for sure.
Yes, sir.
I might sound old with this list, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. I do got a thing for older women, though. I ain't gonna lie, man.
Right.
Another one. Well, I'll save this one for last. Mm-hmm. But another one, like current time, for sure, Snow Allegra. Snow Allegra.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Snow Allegra. Yeah. So we got, you know, we got two, you know, I was about to say, we got a starting line of the three, but Christina Milian music was weak. I ain't gonna lie to you. Her biggest hit is probably Kim Possible's song.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, Snow Allegra. So I got Coco Jones, Christina Milian, Snow Allegra. All right, now I feel how you feel, because I don't want to, you know. Ah, man, it's hard. Hold on, let me do some digging, because you know I forget a lot, so let me do some digging and then.
All right.
let me see. Dang, this is kind of hard. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. It's tough when you get to that fifth one, man.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's a name you didn't say already, bro. Because you talk about this chick a lot in the group chat, bro.
Oh, yeah. Angel Reese. Yeah, Angel Reese. She got it, yeah. What are those big old cups called that you get at the in Vegas? She one of those to me.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Shout out Angel Reese. I need that. She fire. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'll be Little Spoon. For sure.
I was just about to ask that. Would you be the big spoon or the little spoon?
Bro? Hey, I'll be little, bro. It don't matter. Angel Reese is bad, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Shout out to Angel LSU. Reese for sure.
Yo.
Shout out to I'm LSU. Glad,
I'm glad she went viral. I wouldn't have known about her.
No, for sure. Oh. She apparently went to school at Maryland University out here first, and then transferred.
Yeah, she from Baltimore originally, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. See, I was telling Baltimore got the. I was telling you, but you already know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, DMV got the ones. The DMV.
Oh yeah, for sure. Know?
But yeah, shout out Angel Reese. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
If you ever hear this, you know, I've seen the interview, she was like, she don't like short dudes, but she just ain't she ain't mad at me. So she, you know, she's talking out her neck right now.
Oh man.
Yeah, shout out. That surgery It is available.
Oh, man. You know they got to break your legs for that surgery first, right?
Yeah.
You're going to be in some pain, bro.
For injuries?
Nah, it's going to hurt, bro. Oh, man.
I look, you got to get that surgery for Coco Jones, too. She tall, too.
Yeah, she is. She is pretty tall.
She tall
man.
As hell, too.
She is pretty
but,
tall.
But, yeah, man. I like taller women, too. And the last one, Nia Long.
Mm.
That's yeah.
Timeless classic.
Yeah, that's Nia Long.
Yes, that's sir.
That's all I gotta say. You hear Nia Long, you just think of fine. You know?
Facts.
That she just fine, period, you know.
Yes, sir. So I did have a question, bro. We were talking about music a little earlier.
Uh-huh.
I know you touched a little bit on where you're at with your music. When do you think you'll make a return to making music?
Right now, I'm actually in the process of doing that. Like, hey. Yeah. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah, I just spoke with Genie about it. You know, and he kind of like was like talking to me. He was like giving me pointers on like how to get back into it and everything. And yeah, we don't go from there. Like right now, I'm actually in the process of like building around a new project. Like getting a lot of like inspiration from a lot of different genres and everything for this project. It's gonna be a beat tape, so. Yeah, like I'm actually, you know, in the process of like getting like all my ideas and everything for that right now. So yeah, man. Hopefully, I want to put out like a time limit on it because I'm gonna be taking my time on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say fall. I would say fall. We have some new music, if not before.
Dope, dope, dope. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, man. Thank you. I mean, I'm anxious and excited at the same time to get back into it because, you know, I'm going to be entering it like with a different software, like learning new softwares and everything, you know, so it's like, it's not like learning how to make music all over again because that's never going to leave. Like, right. I know that, like, I could do that shit with my eyes closed, but, you know, like the software, it did take a minute to like learn different softwares and equipments and everything, so. You know, but yeah, man, I'm getting back into it right now. Crazy you asked that because, yeah, I just had a conversation with Jeannie about it, and yeah, man, and then also, like, I'm gonna try to be working with I want you on the stuff, like, we talking about it, like, I'll tell you, like, after the pod, but we're actually talking about like a collab type thing. That we could do, yeah, man.
Sure.
Yeah, man. I'm excited to get back into it. You know, like I've been. How long would you say I haven't put music out in like a year and a half, maybe.
Where?
Since 2021, maybe I think.
Yeah, I think so. About that. Yeah.
Yeah, and even then, like that song. Even that song, though, that song was made like. A year before I put it out. So it was like, you know, I wasn't really like even when I put that out, I was just touching the song up a little bit. So it wasn't, you know, like I still wasn't making music at the time. I was just tweaking that song in particular. So yeah. So I haven't made music probably like 8 months.
Where?
Yeah, so, but you know, it wasn't just like me like leaving the music and not doing it. It was a lot that played into it. You know, it was like a lot of mental battles I was going through. You know, I wasn't happy with music at the time, so like I took a step back for my mental, really, because like we were talking about earlier, like the you know, like the numbers aspect and, you know, the support that you get, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't like I wasn't feeling it. Like I wasn't feeling like I was getting that. So it kind of like played, you know, it played into it a little bit. Like, and then like, it was like, it was eating at me.
Oh, man.
So like, yeah, man, like it caused me to like be a little depressed about it. So, you know, I just made the decision to just take a step back from it. And it was a longer hiatus than I expected, but you know, we're getting back into it, you know, like I feel like it was needed though. Cause I did like music consumed my life for like 6 years, bro. Like a whole 6 years. Like I didn't put out a lot of music, but I was constantly in the lab every day, every night, constantly working at it. And you know, I feel like I wasn't really getting the fruits of my labor. So that kind of like, you know, it ate at me a little bit. So, but you know, I had to like take a step back and realize like that shit really don't matter. As long as you loving what you're doing and everything, that's all that matters. And I was loving it, but you know, I was younger, you know, at the same time I was younger. You know, as I'm getting older, I'm starting to like realize what really matters and everything. So, yeah.
For sure.
We'll be back. We're going to be back to it soon.
No doubt. We got to do a beat tape too, bro. Collab beat tape.
Facts. We need to do that, bro. For sure. Because I got a lot of new ideas and shit. Like, it's crazy. Like I was even like listening to like a lot of like old Alchemist. Like I've been like tapping in with like old Alchemist shit. Like, yeah, man. So I've been like drawing inspiration from that. You know, I always been like a big like J Dilla fan, bro, and everything. So I've been like going back to that. Like I feel like, you know, I took a step back from it because, you know, and also I feel like I did take a step back from the music because like I wasn't inspired by nothing. Like a lot of stuff was not inspiring me to make music. I was just like, nothing is like really inspiring me. But I kind of forgot what I used to do. What I used to do was I used to not look at the stuff at, like around me, and I used to go back. And that stuff used to inspire me to like do like different things. And that's what I'm getting back to. Like, current stuff never really motivated me or inspired me to do, like, music or anything. Like, current stuff, it never actually ever did. Like, I'm not inspired by the new stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll be inspired by it, but it'll be, like, a couple years later. It wouldn't be now. I'm never inspired by the now, really. I'm really inspired by it. You know, I'm a nostalgic-ass person, so...
Right.
I'm going back to, you know, back to my roots, really. This upcoming tape and everything. So, yeah, man. Dior Palace 2. That's what it's called. It's coming. I'm working on that right now.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir. I'm ready for it, bro. For sure.
Yeah. Appreciate it, bro.
No doubt, man.
I gotta get you on that thing too. I might throw in a couple songs on there too.
Hey, I'm with it, bro. Like I'm down to. I've been singing a lot more lately, bro. I don't know if you saw that Frank Ocean cover I just did, man.
It was on TikTok.
It's on Instagram. Ah, shit. Damn.
Oh, it's on Instagram. Huh.
Yeah, I forgot, bro. Oh. Yeah, junk I hacked.
Oh, that's all good, bro. I made a new account. I just ain't been on, like, it's been, like, the same. Like, I don't really go on Instagram like that, but I'm going to for sure look at it, though.
No,
I barely go on Instagram. I think that's why I got hacked. It was like, oh, inactive account? Let me get that.
Bro, I'm not going to hold you. Like, a little after your account got hacked, somebody tried to hack two of my accounts, bro.
For real?
Like, I remember I went on my Barry Mars account And for some reason, like, shit just wasn't loading. I'm like, yo, what the heck's going on? Is Instagram down again?
Oh, damn.
And then I happened to see, like, I got a notification that said, are you trying to sign in from Argentina? I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then I was like, no. So then they made me change my password.
Damn.
And then the same shit happened to another account of mine. Because you know me, I got like fucking, I got hella accounts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's
same, like, bro. I had like six accounts, I believe. Or four or five.
Yeah. You had the, what was that? I'm trying to think.
I get the Gifted Souls page.
Gifted Souls, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had the Gifted Souls page. I had my main account. Mm-hmm. I had my Gems by Golden page. I even had a Palace Dior page for my, damn, I just gave it up. Well, I didn't give it up because it's a different name now, but it was my clothing brand that I was working on at the time. Still working on that. But I had that page. I was a little active on there. Then I had the Tapped In page, and I feel like I'm leaving one out. But yeah, I had all those pages. Did I mention the Gems by Golden one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. I had that page, which I'm kind of sad about that. That was one of my favorite IGs, man.
Like, that one got hacked too?
It didn't get hacked, but I can't get back into it. It's like, because it's all, they're all connected to my main account. So I don't know how to get back into those accounts. So that, because that's how why we had to make a new Tapped In page, because I wasn't able to get back into the page. It logged us all out.
Damn.
And yeah. And when I do the, like, the verification, like the little thing to get my account back, it never, like, it loads for like 10 minutes. And then it fails. I did it like five times already, so I'm like defeated at this point. I was like, I'm just making a page. Fuck it. It is what it is.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So them pages are just sitting, not being touched or nothing. So yeah.
Man, these hackers. If you go
look at my main page though, you can see that it's located in Nigeria. So somebody from Nigeria got my page.
You talking about
the Golden Child page?
Yeah, I was about to say Golden Child. Damn, that's whack. Yeah. Oh, bro, yo, random thought. I'm gonna swap out. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna swap out Taja Gary, and I'm putting in Chantel May, bro.
Oh, Chantel May. Yeah. Yeah, bro. She a sleeper.
Yes, bro. I need that in my life, man. Double cheeked up on a Sunday. Oh my God, bro. Yo. Yeah. Oh my goodness, bro. I need that.
She go crazy, bro. For real.
And that voice, bro. That voice is crazy. Like, this girl could sing the phone book if she wanted to, man.
Back and forth. It was a sample based song. Bro. I remember when it came out. She's from Canada, right?
Yeah, I think.
I believe she used to sing backup for Division.
Yeah, Division, yeah.
Out about her. That's how I found out about her. Cause I was on a page one time and they had tagged her because she had like a little solo at that show. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who is this? And then I'd seen that she dropped a song like a week before. Man, I played that song. I played that song out. I'm actually tap in with that song when we hop off of this. I love that song.
Bro, she is. What the old head say, man? Very easy on the eyes. Bro, hell yeah, bro.
Yeah, she fine, bro.
Hell yeah.
Who should I swap out? I ain't gonna swap out nobody. I would if I had to add an honorary. I would. I'm gonna go ahead and slide Brandy up in there.
You know, granted, she been one of mine for some years now. So
yes, sir.
Most of her. She was fire in Moesha.
Oh man, yes, you know? Sir. Yeah, that's
yeah, see, fire, like, even everything about me is nostalgic, even the women I like.
Word.
Yeah, man. Maybe Chantel May, yeah, she fire.
I need that, bro.
Yeah. Oh yeah, let me add one more.
Who you got?
Are you familiar with Alex Vaughn?
Ooh, she's from out here. Yeah, I've been hip to her for like some years, bro. Man.
Yeah, she bad, bro. She from the DMV as well, right?
Yeah.
She go crazy. I like her little, you know, her little cut she got. Yeah.
You talking about the thickness?
The thing I'm talking about, her haircut. Her haircut.
Fuck that. I'm talking about the legs, bro. Them things look like who was that? What cartoon was super thick, man? Was that Jimmy Neutron? Not Jimmy Neutron. The other nigga, Dexter,
the laboratory nigga. Yeah,
yeah. His mom. She Dexter got them laboratory legs like her, man.
Man, yeah, she fire, bro.
She about thick as fuck, bro.
Mm-hmm. And she, I think she just toured with Ari Lennox.
Yeah.
Ari Lennox, nigga, another one.
That's another one, bro. I'm gonna put another one up there, bro. It's crazy. Like, when I found out about this person I'm about to mention, she had like just signed her deal. But I'm gonna throw, I think her name is pronounced Leia. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Leia, how you spell it?
Laya. Her Instagram is Laya Face.
Leia Face.
I want her, Mal.
Okay. I've never heard of her. Wait, whoa.
Bro, she's fire, Mal.
A picture I just seen of her face was all white, bro. I got a little scared.
Yeah, she be doing like some. She's like super inspired by Missy Elliott, Aaliyah.
Okay.
You know them type. You know Timbaland. Kiss.
I said Kiss.
Nah, I just caught you said that, saying, bro. Damn, I missed that.
Nah, she fired up, though. She cool.
Nah, you should check out. Oh, go ahead.
She fucked with Alex Vaughn. I see you right here.
Yeah, they're cool, man. They met each other last year. They've been cool ever since.
Okay, is she from the DMV as well?
She's from New York, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I'm trying to scoop that up though. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, man. But like, if we talking music though, like I had recently tapped back in with Tiana Blake.
Tiana Blake.
Yeah, she's a fire artist. What is that song? She had this one song, super fire. It's called Cut Ties. Yeah, it came out like 2019, bro. But it came out 2020, actually. February 10th, 2020. She hasn't dropped music in a long time, but yeah, her music is fire, bro. She's a UK artist.
I'm gonna check her out. I'm gonna add her to my Apple Music.
Yeah.
Tiana Blake.
Yeah, I had made this playlist called She back in 2020. It was part of my Gems by Golden series. And I had made a all women playlist, and yeah, that's when I had discovered like a lot of the women that I listen to now. I had put all of them on this playlist. Yeah, man. She was on there.
I'm going through it now. Oh, Amber Olivier. Yeah.
Oh, I love her, bro. You know what's funny, bro? You know what's wild? So, like, I've been hip to her since a little before her first EP.
I remember. Because I remember you had posted her. I think you did like a song dedicated to her.
I remixed one of her songs.
Yeah,
bro. So she did like a rendition of Slum Village Climax.
Mm-hmm.
That song with how's that song go? I got a lot of nerve talking this to you. I'm straight up and that should make sense to you. Want the whole meal, they can have the crumbs. Baby, you got the goods, now I want some. That song, she did like, so they're rapping that song, but she like did a singing rendition of that song.
Okay.
And that specific video was when I first heard about her. And what's wild is like, years later, I ended up doing a song called Barry's Joint.
Mm-hmm.
And that song was inspired by her rendition of Climax.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, bro. So I love Amber Olivier. That's another one, man. We talking about music, but I place a quick bid on her, too, man. I trying to fly to the UK, fly her back out, man. Type shit. Yeah.
She was fired, too, bro. I found out about her through Sonder.
Yeah, she does work with them a lot.
Yeah, it was more so through Deepak though, the producer and Sonder. Yeah, he's fired too, by the way. He had dropped a beat tape not too long ago, but he took it down though, so it's not even available no more. I was like, I don't know why he took it down. I think because most of them that he used, I think he probably gave them away to artists, because I know that that one you know that Bryson Tiller song with the Mary J. Blige sample, the not gonna cry sample,
is that off of the latest project of his?
Yeah, the Bryson Tiller it's called, I think it's called Exhale. Yeah, it's called Exhale. Inhale, exhale, son. I think it's called Exhale. Let me see. I'm not even sure, bro. It was something. Yeah, it's called Inhale.
Inhale, okay.
Yeah, I remember when when that song came out, we had used the same sample, because I used the same sample on Dior Palace, and everybody was hitting me like, "That's right, they broke, did he steal your beat?" And I was like, "Bro, that's not my beat, bro." Like, they was like, "Y'all sampled the same part." I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, that's what a sample is. Like,
yeah, because
you sampled the same part, don't mean, you know." But I was just explaining like that song, that beat actually was out like 2 years prior to that song coming out. A lot of people didn't know that, because Deepak dropped his beat tape like 2 years before that Inhale song came out.
So,
and that beat was one of the beats on there.
I have, so since we're talking about samples, you know, there's always big talk within the producer community about sample snitching.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that whole narrative about sample snitching?
I really don't think there's a problem with, I don't even call it sample snitching, to be honest.
Right.
I do, like, because I feel like sampling something and like hearing it and then recognizing the sample is like, because I do, like, I don't know if everybody, like, fun fact about me, I study samples. Like, I would literally, if I like a sample, I would literally listen to that song, that sample, the song that I like, I would listen to that song until I find the exact sample that they use. Yep. It's just something I've been doing for years. Like, I do it, it's fun for me. sometimes it takes me a couple years because I just found out about a sample that I've been looking for. You ever heard of Budgie?
Yes, sir.
He's a producer. Yeah, he got this song called Picking Petals 2, I believe it's called. It's on his Panty Soakers EP.
Panty Soakers EP.
Yeah, it's on his Panty Soakers EP, but he had this song called Picking Petals 2. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to find that sample for so long. And I'm on YouTube going through like some old 90s stuff. You know, I'm listening to some real underground 90s shit too. Like, my parents didn't even know about this shit. But I'm like, oh shit. And I found the sample. I was like, bro, I've been looking for this for 3 years. We've been in quarantine. But yeah. But how I feel about like sample snitching, like, I don't feel like it's snitching. I just feel like people go about it. They do go about it a little weird on the internet, like TikTok and like, you know, because they, you know. But I feel like it's giving praise to like the people that came that did it before the artist that sampled it, you know. Like, I feel like it's nothing bad with recognizing the sample and stating that they sampled this. It's kind of that narrative is weird. The sample snitching is weird to me a little bit.
I'm glad you said that, bro, because personally, like, this is just how I feel about this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before I say how I feel, a lot of these producers don't like quote unquote sample snitching because their sample isn't cleared and they don't want to get into clearance issues.
Right.
But it's like, you know, it's crazy because West Side Gunn was talking about this. I actually spoke briefly about this on the podcast. On my last podcast episode. But rap, you know, these producers aren't clearing their samples, you know, and they're selling beats with uncleared samples.
Right.
That's why they don't like sample snitching, because it could get them into trouble. But it's like, hey, you know, Conductor Williams, that's the example I always go to. You know, I actually replied to this tweet under a West Side Gunn tweet, and he liked it. You know, I basically said, you know, Conductor Williams, he uses Splice and Tracklib. That was enough inspiration for me to primarily use Splice and Tracklib.
Right.
From that point forward, that's all I use. I don't go to YouTube for samples, none of that. You know, if I don't buy a sample pack right out, I'm using Splice or Tracklib. So, you know, I think that sample snitching shit is stupid because you don't even own the sample you're saying people are snitching on you for.
Exactly. That's why I feel like it's dumb. Like,
yeah,
you do know that song exists, right?
Right.
And if people want to go back and listen to the song you sampled. And another thing about it, when they do the sample, they sample the most cliche part of the song. So it's like, bro, it's noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
How is it sample snitching? It's noticeable you sampled the most popular part of the song. I ain't mad at it, but you can't get mad at it either. When people recognize, oh, he sampled this, so and so, and they're giving praise, and stop sample snitching. That's that new producer. That's that new producer shit. Like, that shit, like, y'all make everything weird. I don't like it. Me personally, they make everything very weird.
You know what's like, y'all wild? Y'all try
to gatekeep a lot of, y'all try to gatekeep dumb shit.
You know what's wild though, bro? Like, I'm definitely not speaking for all producers when I say this, because there's definitely a lot. There's a great amount of producers that are still creative, but you know, within this new era, of hip hop producers. I don't know, bro. Like, I think a lot of this no drum shit and hip hop, and you know, just looping, you know, no drum, just looping shit. I think it's hella lazy.
Super.
Like, it's no effort in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it gets like, I don't know, it just gets boring after a while. Like, I need variation. That's one of the main reasons I got the, you know, the 404. That's why I ordered the 555, the Roland SP555, for anyone who doesn't know what I'm talking about. And then that's another reason why I'm going to order the SP606, is because, like, those machines make it easier to add effects. So it's like, I'm always going to have some type of variation in my beats, even if, you know, I'm using the same chop over and over and over again. Because, like, how I've always made beats, excuse me, and how I think when it comes to the production process, I want to make, I always think, like, okay, if I make, like, maybe a not 9-bar, I'm tripping. If I make, like, an 8-bar or 16-bar loop with some chops, and I make that shit sound so audibly appealing that you'll want to continue to play the entire beat, I'm good, you know? That's how I've always thought. Like, I've never been the type where it's like, okay, let me, like, add variations and let me put this here to switch it up and do this and do that. Like, and obviously no disrespect to producers who do that, because I respect producers who are, you know, that complex in their beats, you know?
He calling out Alchemist, y'all. I'm just playing.
Oh, man, that was funny as hell, bro.
I feel you, though, 100%. I feel like he's one of the ones that he's the architect of that type shit, though.
Oh, yeah, he does it effortlessly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Effortlessly. So, I just got his brake fluid. That sounds crazy. I just got Alchemist brake fluid. But nah, y'all, he has a drum, like a drum loop kit called Brake Fluid. And I just happened to cop that recently.
Yeah. And I've definitely done beats like that. I think I sent you a beat like that. One of the songs that we put out, actually, it's a it's a beat, it's a loop the whole time. But and,
that was shit was like, dope, you know, though. That shit was dope.
Yeah. It was in the moment, though, when I made it, I was just like, you know, I don't even want to add nothing to this. That's how dope the sample is. You know, I just want to, you know, I'll switch it up a little bit every few bars and everything. But yeah, I forgot what that sample was. I forgot what that was.
Cortex, I believe.
The dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
It's a noticeable sample. I was right. It's not too, like, complex or nothing, but I just felt like sampling it that day.
Yeah, man.
Like, but I feel like a lot of producers are a little lazy with the samples. Like, for me, so I feel like if you, like, for the casual listener, for me, like, some people can't even notice that I sampled anything. Like, I don't know if you heard my last drop. You heard the last song with Genie, right? Just Me.
I don't really care if you fucking with Just Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that song. That shit's hard.
Can you tell the sample on that?
I didn't even know that was a sample.
You see, it's like I feel like I try to disguise it a lot. Like, I really try to disguise, like, you could tell it's a sample, but you don't. I try not to sample the most cliche part of the song. Like, right, say if right. I was sampling, hey, what a party at? Somebody's going to sample that part.
Right.
And then you get mad for, you know, you getting mad about somebody coming out about it, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like, come on.
Yeah. You sample snitch, like, niggas are goofy. I'm sorry. I don't care. Yeah. I'm not sorry. Fuck being sorry. Sorry, not sorry on some Bryson Tiller shit. I'm not sorry. Like, you niggas are goofy. Y'all be having Twitter think pieces. Matter of fact, you Twitter think piece niggas are goofy as fuck.
For real, bro.
Like, dude.
What are you gatekeeping a sample for, bro? Yeah. I never agree with that at all. Like, I felt like I was like an outcast too when I didn't agree with it when I first seen it. Cause I first seen it when it was like in quarantine, mm-hmm. and people were like, you know, people were bored and it was like, they was making videos about, you know, samples that so-and-so used. And they're like, bro, please stop sample snitching. Like, it's getting out of hand. I'm like, bro, what are you talking about sample snitching? Sampling is a part of hip hop. It's a part of R&B. This is not the first generation that sampled, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
Nah, facts, man.
Like, like, what are you talking about? Come on now.
I don't know. Like, I just think it's goofy. I just think it's super goofy.
Yeah, like, and I feel like it's the people, not like, I'm not even trying to call nobody out, but I feel like it's the niggas that, like, they feel like they're superior to, like, regular producers that do samples because they are sampling, like, some old fucking, you know, like, some opera shit or, like, some, you know, some, like, oldie shit, and they, like, they do, like, you know, West Side Gun type shit. Like, oh, so they feel like they're superior to, like, a regular, like, producer that, like, sampling. Like, I like to sample fucking Cut Close, you know? Mm. Like, I like those kind of, I like to sample that kind of shit.
Right, right, right.
Like some 90s shit. And they feel like since they sample some shit from the 50s, they're, like, superior and, like, their art is more, ooh, it's more pristine and you know, like, you know, like, I've noticed that it's always those type of like producers that do the shit. Like, I don't know, like, no slight, but it's a slight. Like, man, come on, man, y'all are taking away the fun of this shit. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, like, if you want to tell, if you want to say, like, what sample you use, like, say that shit, man.
Yeah.
It's all good.
And if somebody want to figure it out, let them figure it out. That's the fun of music.
Yeah.
I love doing that shit, and I'm going to figure it out one way or another.
Facts.
I'm going to figure it out. Like, every song that I've ever, like, heard sampled.
Facts. Like,
I appreciate you for having me, though, man.
No doubt, this has been dope as always, bro.
Yeah.
If you want to plug yourself in, man, go for it.
Yeah, man. Y'all can, you know, tap in with the Tapped In podcast. We have a new IG. It's Tapped In podcast. In just the letter N, and you can follow follow Golem Genie, you know, shout out to Golem Genie. I'll just say this full at shout out to Genie. He just dropped a video to Match Part 2.
Yes, sir.
You know, go tap in with that. And then you can go follow Maybug on her IG page. You know, I don't have an IG. You can follow me on Twitter at, I changed my at to Golden Hours. You can follow me at Golden Hours on IG, you know. I mean, not on IG, but on Twitter, you know. I don't really tweet and nothing, but yeah, man. You can go ahead and tap in with me. Yes, tap sir. In with the pod fam. I'm not good at these. Because I don't even be knowing my ads and shit. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not good at these. But yeah, man. Tap In with Tap In podcast. New episode coming next week. Big announcement coming as well. So stay tuned for that.
Big announcement. Big announcement. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I got right now.
But yeah, I appreciate y'all tapping in with episode 3 of season 4. Y'all take it easy. Peace, peace.
Peace.
We hope you've enjoyed episode 3 of season 4 of In Depth Podcast featuring Golden. Tune in to Tapped In Podcast's Juneteenth episode on Monday, where we will be making our big announcement at the end of the episode. Keep it locked on In Depth Podcast. Want to schedule an interview on In Depth Podcast? Well, now you can. Just follow and DM us on Instagram at InDev Podcast and schedule your podcast interview today.